With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Americans and American interests at home and abroad are urged to be on a heightened state of alert today following the weekend attack on Iran's nuclear weapons program.
Donald Trump posted a statement on social media. There are 40,000 American troops on bases and warships in the Middle East who are now on high alert as the Pentagon is braced for retaliation from Iran. The U.S. State Department has issued a global warning, advising American citizens worldwide to exercise increased caution.
The BBC's Sarah Smith, there is particular concern about the number of Iranian nationals released into the U.S. under President Biden, the possibility that some of them could belong to sleeper cells awaiting word from Tehran to take action. As for why President Trump took the action he did, when he did.
There's, of course, an open question about whether they were weeks away, whether they were months away, but they were way too close to nuclear weapon for the comfort of the President of the United States, which is why he took this action.
Vice President Vance on NBC's Meet the Press. A quick-thinking, quick-acting congregant helped to save the day and possibly many lives at a Michigan church yesterday.
A gunman opens fire during a service at a suburban Detroit church on Sunday, wounding one person before he was shot and killed by a security guard, according to police. The shooting happened at Cross Point Community Church in Wayne. The church's pastor, Bobby Kelly Jr., telling the Detroit News that a church member ran the suspect over with his truck, giving the security guard time to shoot him.
Correspondent Julie Walker says a gunman's motive remains unclear. The Oklahoma City Thunder win the NBA championship, defeating the Indiana Pacers by a score of 103-91. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 39 points higher. This is SRN News. New poll asks clergymen about their families.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it finds that most Protestant clergymen do not believe that their job conflicts with their family life very often. But when it does, 80% of them say they choose family over job. 90% of clergy say their spouse is enthusiastic about being in ministry with them. And about 70% of pastors who answer the poll say their job does not impact their efforts to give time to their spouse and children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
UK lawmakers have backed a bill to allow terminally ill adults in England and Wales to end their lives. It is a historic vote in Parliament. It takes physician-assisted suicide one step closer to becoming law. The legislation now goes to the House of Lords. That body can amend or delay policy, but it cannot overrule the lower chamber. The bill would allow terminally ill adults over the age of 18, deemed to have less than 6 months to live, to apply for assisted death. This is SRN News. Tourism can be good for a nation's economy, but in Europe, there's growing concern over too much of a good thing.
Experts say the ever-increasing visitors that it draws have made it ground zero for concerns about over-tourism. Now, the travel industry has gone from pandemic bust to record-setting surges in 2025. Last year, 740 million international travelers visited Europe, with Southern and Western Europe taking in more than 70% of them. As the growing tide of humanity strains the region's infrastructure, protests against over-tourism have rapidly grown. Jason Walker reporting.
More than 190 million Americans across 30 states are in the same boat, and it is a very hot boat, punishing heat waves spreading across the country, pushing temperatures into dangerous territory. More details, SRNnews.com.